So in a case here, we have some photographs by a Delaware photographer named Willard Stewart, and these are from the University of Delaware Special Collections. So Stewart was a local photographer employed by the Federal Writers Project and also HABS, which is the Historic American Building Survey, funded by the government. And so he's taking photos of Delaware and of Wilmington. So in the case in the gallery, we see a photograph of the WPA administrative offices in Wilmington. And above the door, we see a mural that was painted by WPA artists. We also see an art exhibition. So artwork is in the windows, in these storefront windows, facing out to the sidewalk. Because the idea under the WPA is that art is for everyone, everywhere. So even someone who's just walking down the sidewalk should have access to culture and be able to look at the images that their taxpayers' money is funding.
So the artwork isn't just in a museum you have to enter, but it's available to everybody.
Right, and so it's in these publications, it's circulating throughout the country, it's in these storefront window displays, and people see themselves or people like them in the images. These are everyday workers. And so that's something very interesting that happens.
It's very different, I think, than what's happening in the art world today, where it's rare to get government funding. I mean, you know, you're trying to get funding from well-heeled people.
Right, and so in this exhibition, we see art being made for regular people, not urban cultural elites. And that is the mission of organizations like the National Endowment for the Arts today, or the National Endowment for the Humanities. And these are things that Americans are always debating. Who pays for culture? Who is culture for? Is access to culture and art and the theater and music, is that a right and a need and something for everyone that the government should be taking part in?